Case number 10,735, Country Rest Home, Inc., south of Route 16, east of Road 585, a special use exception for expansion of a convalescent home.
Yes, could you give your full name and address, please?
Kevin Lee Pritchett, 15085 Delaware Circle, Bridgeville, Delaware.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Can you go to the podium?
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
The board, your request for a special use exception?
I'm here on behalf of Mark Yoder, who couldn't be here. He is the owner. He's out of the country. This project was approved by the board. He spent, I guess, a year trying to secure the approvals from the different agencies. I got involved in it about 3 months ago and was told the only permit we needed was a septic permit, and kind of walked that through DENREC to get that approved. We received the septic permit on September the 30th, and the engineers compiled all the other approvals that we have and sent it to the county, and they received it on the 6th and then notified us that his permit had expired on the 28th of September. We asked the board to extend the permit time, but I understand, you know, legally they couldn't do it. So Mr. Yoder went in and reapplied and got us on the agenda, and that's why we're here tonight.
Okay. So there's nothing that has changed since the last time you've been here?
No, except that we have all the approvals now.
You have all the approvals at this time?
Yes.
Okay.
For the record, what is your position with this project?
I am the site contractor.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And then if there's nothing has changed at all, then would the standards for granting the variance be required again at this time, counsel?
Pardon?
If nothing has changed in regard to all these coming, you know, coming back in, do they need to be addressed again?
Yes, because it's a whole new hearing.
A whole new hearing.
Yes.
Special use exception.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. In your packet, did you get the, you'll find what's got the standards of granting of a variance, and then on the...
I don't have that.
Perhaps we could make it a little easier for him. Is the what's required of the applicant is to show that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties, and the request is for 8 additional houses. So, can you tell us how it will not adversely affect?
It's just the final parcel that he has included in the existing. You know, his little development there around his convalescent home, when it's just the final section of the field, he's going to put the last 8 houses in it.
Okay.
So the adjacent properties do have convalescent homes?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Then the next one? You want to go ahead and...
Well...
And are there any other requirements which are applicable to the...
No. I don't know that we'd want to put any additional requirements
on. No, I don't think so, though. No. Okay. I'm satisfied with that. Everyone?
There would be no time limitations or anything, right?
Okay. No.
He just has 1 year from the findings.
Anyway, from finding the facts anyway, so.
I think he's aware of that now.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
I answer all the questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Oh, my gosh. Excuse me.
Is that $10?
Yes, yeah, $10.
No, that's $10, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Of all people. We'll turn this thing off.
Pretty fast getting it out, though.
Huh?
Pretty fast getting it out.
I took my belt off.
What item was that on the list that I read?
Yeah.
my hearing's that thing not on either. Okay. We'll try again. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Mm-hmm. Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has shown us before, and considering the adjacent properties are also convalescent homes, shows that the request will not affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10,735 for a period of 1 year, and beyond once it's done.
For 1 year?
Well, beyond, I mean, yeah, I make a motion, we approve it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second.
Now, second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,735. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Appreciate it.
Good luck. Yes, sir.